When Blinded by the Light was released a few years back, I didn't have much interest in the Bruce Springsteen musical. Having never been much of a fan of his music, I felt I could take or leave the movie from the little I knew about it. However, when it came on TV one random Friday night, it was a classic case of not being bothered to change a channel. Within minutes, I was hooked by the endearing spirit and subtle humour of this heartwarming musical. The film follows Javed Khan, played by Vivek Kala, a British-Pakistani teenager living in 1987 Luton. Javed feels trapped between the strict rules imposed at home by his father, played by Gurvinder Gill, and the racism he experiences in the outside world. Angry and resentful, he starts at a new sixth form college where he meets Roops, played by Aaron Faragura, a fan of The Boss, who supplies him with cassettes. In these tapes, he finds salvation. Somehow, Springsteen seems to understand him. His words begin to help Javed understand himself. Director Gurinder Chadha weaves comedy through her film, which allows you to give into the experience and take in the politics without feeling like a history lesson. She also knows when to introduce the drama, which truly cuts to the bone, making for an emotionally gripping watch. Javed's recently unemployed father, Malik, adds a lot to the story. This is a part that could fall into the predictable tropes of the hard and horrible father, but the actor gives it just enough emotion for you to understand him in his subtle looks and glances. But it's Javed's story we're really here for, one that actor Kala and director Gurinder tell brilliantly. However you may feel about Springsteen, it really doesn't matter. It's about finding yourself in a piece of media, be it a musician, film or book. I know I have felt the way that Javed begins to feel for Springsteen, for other bands. No one in the film understands how Javed can relate to a man from halfway around the world with a different ethnicity who lives a completely different life to him. But once you find yourself in someone else's words, all of that stuff falls away. Javed feels Springsteen's words have meaning that reflects his own experiences, which is shown well visually in sequences where the words appear on screen in pivotal moments. The film also functions well as a musical, with the music playing an important role in telling the story. It is always clear where the music is coming from. No one here is going to start belting one out mid-sentence. It's used well too, in sequences such as one where Javed goes to a club and listens to his Walkman instead of the music being played in the room, as it's his music that he needs in that moment. The film is only let down in moments where its small budget becomes clear to see, such as a trip to America that is comprised of unfortunately obvious green screen, or shots with a motorway in the background on which modern cars can be seen. But these quibbles pale in comparison to the emotionally resonant story that is told clearly and carefully. Blinded by the Light captures what it is to feel understood and find yourself, a film whose greatest achievement may be almost warming me on Springsteen. Almost. To finish up, I'd just like to say that I sincerely apologise if I pronounced anyone's names incorrectly at any time in this episode, and that I hope you've enjoyed this in spite of my pronunciation. New episodes come out every Friday. Please join me then for more Manic About Movies. But until then, I was Luke Lewis, and this was Blinded by the Light.